With Sport, here's Joe Porter.
Atamaria. Ian Foster says he expects to remain as All Blacks coach. The All Blacks beat the Springboks 35-23 in Johannesburg yesterday morning following a run of 5 losses in 6 games. The New Zealand rugby boss Mark Robinson yesterday evening failed to confirm whether Foster will keep his job. Speaking after Robinson refused to back him, Foster says he plans on coaching the team against Argentina in Christchurch on Saturday week.
My expectations is that I'm the All Black head coach and That later in the week or over the weekend, I'll be going to Christchurch and assembling for a team. And so, till I'm told anything different.
A decision on Foster's future should be announced by the middle of the week. The Black Caps have posted a modest total, or are just about to post a modest total, of around 139-7 in the third and final T20 against the West Indies in Kingston. There are just one ball left in the Black Caps innings they chose to bat first. The Black Caps have already won the series 2-0. This game is a dead rubber, but it looks like the West Indies will have a decent chance of chasing down that total. Harry Kane's equaliser 6 minutes into stoppage time earned Tottenham a dramatic 2-2 draw with Chelsea in a fiery London derby, which resulted in both managers getting red cards. Tempers were running high at Stamford Bridge and the game finished with an angry confrontation between Thomas Tuchel and Antonio Conte during the post-match handshake. The Chelsea manager Tuchel wasn't happy with Conte's reaction at the end of the game.
Well, I thought when you shake hands, we look into each other's eyes, and Antonio had a different opinion, so it was emotional. He was happy when he equalised. I was then got a bit heated, but nothing big. And I don't know. We both got a red card. Another poor decision from the ref today.
Earlier, Nottingham Forest beat West Ham 1-0. New Zealand's Mitch Evans has been pipped for the Formula E title. The Jaguar driver needed to win the final race in South Korea and hope former F1 driver Stoffel Vandoorne finished no better than 8th. However, the Belgian finished 2nd to clinch the title for Mercedes, with Evans finishing 2nd overall. And the Titans have claimed their first NRL win in 3 months, beating Manly 44-24 last night on the Gold Coast to snap a 10-game losing streak. It was also the Titans' biggest win of the season. Koina na pūrongo, hakina kina.